slippery when wet indeed this morning, and some slipping hillsides we'll hear about in a minute. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. Cliff, what is going on? Rain, thunder?
Well, this is the summer of thunderstorms. You know, one of the most prodigious thunderstorm producers I've seen in years. And this morning, another band of thunderstorms is moving up into the Pacific Northwest. And right now, there's convection and thunderstorms over much of western Washington. And that's going to continue at least into midday. There's an upper-level trough, a fairly strong one, that's moving up from the southwest. And that's giving enough lift to relatively unstable air to give these thunderstorms and convective showers over much of the region.
And that's going on just this morning, or is it going to stick with us?
Well, it looks like it'll be here at least through noon, 1 o'clock, and then it should fade out. As this upper-level trough moves through, the thunderstorms will push over the Cascades and into eastern Washington, and it should dry out here by mid-afternoon. So the big stuff will be over in a few hours, I suspect. But right now, there's lightning strikes over much of the area, and some of the showers are quite heavy. Particularly to the western side of the sound. I mean, there's some places that have gotten a half to three quarters of an inch of rain over the last 12 hours. Over Seattle, we've gotten about a quarter of an inch so far.
Wait a sec. The normal, the average for this part of July is like that much rain for the whole month. Temperatures are supposed to be in the upper 70s. Is this related to that smoke coming from Siberian fires, or what's going on?
Well, we have this pattern of this trough that keeps on reestablishing itself over the western United States. And that's just the perfect setup to get thunderstorms this time of the year. And what we'll have is a little residual moisture on Saturday morning, some clouds and showers, and then it'll probably clear up during midday. And I expect temperatures to get up into the low 70s, maybe mid-70s for a few lucky people. So Saturday is going to be the day to be outside. And then, unbelievably, a really strong trough, a closed low, comes in on Sunday. But that doesn't appear to have as much thunderstorm juice associated with it. So I think what we'll see is an increase of cloudiness late Saturday into Sunday. And then we'll have, you know, maybe a few sprinkles on Sunday. But I don't expect a lot of thunderstorms.
And will this cooler pattern stay with us into next week?
Well, next week it'll improve Monday and Tuesday. I think temperatures will eke back into the 70s and maybe a little bit of sunshine. So it's not going to be as good as it should be. And remember, this should be the best time of the year. We're getting close to the optimal period, the last week of July. And that's what we're stuck with.
Exactly. Well, east of the mountains, there's a forecast warning today for flash floods. I mean, that seems like Arizona or Texas. Is it a rarity here?
Well, it turns out that eastern Washington, Oregon, sometimes get these flash floods that are associated with thunderstorms, and these can cause damage and loss of life. Just last week, we had two big ones, one on the Yakima Canyon Road. There was a thunderstorm that came in, dumped a few inches of rain, and that closed that road, I think, for a half a day. And then another thunderstorm hit in the Okanagan near Omak, where they had over 2 inches in an hour. That's a lot. And that closed State Route 97. So we've seen a few of these flash floods, intense convective storms that dump a lot of rain. And then the dry conditions in eastern Washington, the soils can't take the water. It takes debris down. You get slides and it closes roads. And it actually can cause deaths and damage. In fact, the greatest flash flood in Northwest history, and one of the big ones in the United States, happened in Heppner, Oregon, back in 1903, when a thunderstorm in the Blue Hills dumped many inches of rain. The water came down the canyon, and it flooded the town of Heppner, and over 230 people lost their lives, and the town was destroyed. So this is considered to be one of the top five flash floods in the United States, and it happened here in the Northwest.
So if you happen to find yourself in a canyon in eastern Washington and there's a thunderstorm, scamper away.
The most important thing, if you're in a low spot in eastern Washington, one of these canyons or valleys, and you hear thunder and it starts pouring, or you see it's pouring nearby, you get yourself dressed, you get your shoes on, and you go uphill. And normally you can do that. If you're in a canyon, you can go uphill. I mean, you may get wet, but you could save your life. You got to get up. And just getting up a few hundred feet is all it takes to save yourself.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us every Friday. You can also find our conversations at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.